Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to a brand new episode of Shelby's World. Today is Friday, November 1st. Welcome to November. Yes, y'all, it is a brand new month and things are happening. And it's a brand new month, and I know a lot of people celebrate holidays, a lot of people don't. So this is like the holiday season for a lot of people and family. Family is a big part of the holidays and a big part of these last 2 months of the year. So today's topic is family. When is family good to have around, and when is family good? And when is family supposed to move on and, you know, start doing things on their own? So today we're going to discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly of family. Welcome to Shelby's World. All right, so today we're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of family. And family is a beautiful thing. I do want to start off with that because when you don't have nobody, you're going to have some family. You're going to have some form of family. You're going to have siblings, uncles, cousins, somebody. And sometimes we forget that. We get so caught up in our own lives that we forget that we have people that are there for us. Yes, family is a very good thing. And so we're going to discuss the good things about family. That's one of them, just always having somebody there for you, always being able to lean and depend on somebody that's blood related, because family is, we learn of family first because of blood. We accept the fact that this is our family because of blood, and we love our family because of blood. So there are a lot of reasons why family is important to us. Siblings, cousins, uncles, we have a plethora of people that are blood related to us that we enjoy either spending time with or we don't. So, and blood is not a choice. So that's the one other thing about blood related family. You can't pick and choose who you're dealt with, who you're sent to, and what family and lineage you've become a part of. So that's the thing about blood relatives. That's the good part about them, is that you don't have a choice but to love them. And that can also be a bad thing, though, because you don't have a choice but to love them. However, the other part about family is that some parts of family are not blood related. You choose who you want to have in your life. You choose why they're there, the reasons why you continue to allow them to be a part of your life. That's a good thing also about family. We make choices about our non-blood related family members. We can choose who we want to deal with. We can choose the time and the place to deal with them. Family is big. I love this topic, and family just brings warmth to my heart because I love the people I chose, and I love the people who were given to me. I deal with them on my own terms. Everybody, I can choose when and when I don't want to deal with people, or when they want to deal with or don't want to deal with me. That's just why family is so important. Now, that's the good things about family. The bad things is that because you can't choose who you're given to, you have to learn how to envelop and deal with everybody's personalities. You have to deal with that anyway in life. Life tends to bring you times where different personality traits, either they're going to either ride the wave together and vibe well, or do this and do that, or you're going to have some personality traits that just don't click. So when you're at certain family events or dealing with certain family members, you're going to see the difference in personalities. You're going to see who can deal with each other. You're going to see who has separated themselves from each other, because family is funny like that. Like, you're really going to know what you're getting yourself into when you're dealing with certain family members. And when you marry into families, that's another thing. You don't always get to, that's almost like the not choosing blood-related people, because your husband or your wife can't choose who they're related to. So when you marry into their family, you got to marry into the same situations that they already were, you know, knowing about these people. So it's family is funny. It's a funny situation, and dealing with certain aspects of family have you on edge sometimes. There have been times in my own families where everybody will be having a good time and a fight break out. So it's time, you know, things happen. So we just got to be mindful of what we decide to deal with when it comes to family. Now those, and there, to me, I don't think there's a whole lot of bad to family. I just think that family, certain family members are just going to be different. Everybody's different anyway, but you're going to have some that feel like, okay, I'm family, I come first, or I'm this and I'm that, and I can do this and I can do this to you. Or some people in the family just feel like they can never burn bridges. No matter what they've done to you, they feel like you always got to deal with them. So family does have its bad. That's why I was like, there's a good, a bad, and an ugly side to family. So we talked about the good. We talked a little bit about the bad, but the ugly is that part of that foundation where you have to start separating yourself from certain family so that you can equivocally grow on your own. There's a lot of times where you're so comfortable with your family in the situations that you have grown up in, the comfort level of what you're doing in your life is based upon what you and your family only know. So there are certain times when the choice of who you deal with as family needs to be reorganized, reevaluated. There are times when you need to realize that all family ain't good family. There are times when we need to start take a step back and just decide on when to deal with certain people. And I know people personally who don't have any other people in their life except for their family. So they inhabit it and they're stuck. And a lot of that disproportions their growth in life, shortens their time span with certain things. And it doesn't give them the opportunity to succeed how they really, really want to. So it's certain reasons why the ugly side of family is the last part that I will discuss, because it's a longer portion. There are certain things that family can do to you or hinder you from, and it's what you allow, because you're only caught up in dealing with what you know. So when you're stuck in doing the same thing and dealing with the same people you've known forever, and they're still doing the same things and you're still doing the same things, then you guys are not growing. And that doesn't mean that you can't hang around them or be around them, but you have to start separating yourself and knowing the difference of what good qualities these people are bringing to my life. Am I equally yoked enough to continue growing on my own? Or do I have to only feel like I have to involve family? Some people you got to leave in their space. Some people you got to back away from and realize that that's not your time. You cannot always be there in this environment, especially if it's hindering you. We do not know how to separate ourselves from family. We do not know how to say enough is enough. We have a balance issue because we're scared to say no to family when, in actuality, if we don't say no to family, we're losing more of ourselves. Certain people, I don't care if it's the family you chose or the family you love and were blessed with, you have to learn when to say enough is enough. And I've done that balance. Once you reevaluate what you're dealing with, you know how you're supposed to keep moving forward. And blood or not blood, you are not to be stuck in a situation, in a situation where your life is at a standstill because you're doing too many things to try to help other people and you're not benefiting yourself. And that's what we do when we're doing things with family. Sometimes in our life, we deal with our family so much until we do not see that family is hindering us. We do not see that being around the same people every day is not making our lives any better. We do not see that there's time to change your audience. There's time to change your group. There's time to manifest. We don't see it because we're so blinded by blood, or we're so blinded by the love and the connection that we have with people, until sometimes we forget about the love and connection we're supposed to have with ourselves, and growing. So there's somewhat an ugly side to dealing with family. The blood or non-blood. It's all about dealing with family. it's time to start dealing with family in the capacity that you deal with everything else, a separation of truth. We have to analyze every relationship, whether it's blood or not. We have to know that there are certain times when I have to say, I've done enough for you, and you ain't doing nothing for yourself, and I just need to just move on because this may not be healthy for me. And that's not a bad thing. We don't always have to look at an imbalance as a bad thing. We just have to learn how to rebalance that imbalance. You got to learn how to restructure it. When you keep doing the same things over and over, it's insanity, right? If nothing is changing. So, as much as I love to be around family, as much as I love to call people my family and know that I can love on my family and be there for them and them be there for me as much as we need to be, I still know when to go home, lock my door, and turn everybody off. Turn everything off. That's in friends and family. I have to have alone time for myself. I have to have time to say, I'm tired. I'm over the edge today, and that's okay. I don't want to deal with nobody else today. And there's times when you need to do that as a life change. You have to just say, you know, today is the day that I choose to put my goals and my visions in front of everything else. And if I want to grow, I need to do that. You can't always be self-reliant upon family, blood or non-blood. You can't always be self-reliant upon anybody. It doesn't matter where they fall in your life. You have to learn how to be self-reliant on self. That's just like life in general. Family is a great thing. People are great. But you have to learn to know when to cut things off so that you can continue to grow. And I appreciate being able to say, you know what, today is the day that I'm just going to spend some time with myself and spend some time with learning me. It's supposed to be a good thing when you feel that way. It's not supposed to be like, oh my God, things are coming to an end. Life is over as I know it. You know, or we just frustrated with ourselves. And I really appreciate just knowing that I don't want to see you every day don't give you the feeling of thinking that I don't love you. Or just because I don't be around as much as everybody else is around, or if I'm not there enough for everybody else, but I'm there when I need to be, I don't want that to be looked or frowned upon because I put things in perspective. People, you have to learn to put things in perspective without feeling guilty. You gotta learn how to say, I choose me today without feeling guilty. And once you start knowing that, it'll be easier to know when to deal with certain things and when not to. It's not gonna ever just happen overnight. We are human. We decide a lot of things based on our emotions and how things make us feel morally. So with that being said, once you decide that you've done and been around people enough to know that these people are for this particular thing, these people are this for this particular thing, and this person is for this particular thing, you start to realize that you have separated things. You know what to do. You know how to do it. You have to put things in groups. You have to signify the significance of each person in your life to know when to be able to deal with them and not deal with them. That's how you grow. That's how you manifest. Because blood and water, the only difference in them is the thickness and the color. So once it don't matter if you're dealing with your blood or people that you are not your blood and you chose them in your life. Everybody plays a role and has a role in your life. It's up to you to decide when to deal with things. Because when you overwhelm yourself, you shorten your lifespan. You put a lot of stress on yourself and a lot of mental instabilities that you're not willing to face or deal with. So refocus, reshift, love on your family, love on your loved ones. But always remember, there's a time and place for everything. Love you. I like you. You guys have a great weekend. Again, happy Friday, November 1st, and welcome to November. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to Shelby's World.